Good day. I'm Anjuie James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, June 13. Coming up, zones of special operations legislation to be reviewed, national coastal radar system to be implemented, and Clarendon disaster relief infrastructure to be decentralized. The news in detail after the break.
Effective Monday, June 11, customers wishing to obtain citizenship and immigration services will no longer do so at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road. Instead, customers will be required to visit PICA's offices at 8 Waterloo Road for these services, including unconditional landing and extension of stay. Passport services will still be available at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road. PICA's citizenship and immigration teams look forward to serving our customers at our new location. Our telephone number remains 876-754-7422.
Now the news. Parliament is to review the Zones of Special Operations legislation in short order. The Law Reform Zones of Special Operations Act, passed in Parliament in July 2017, calls for a period of review 1 year after its passage. At that time, any proposed amendments will be taken into consideration. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced the upcoming review of the legislation in Parliament Tuesday as the House passed a resolution to extend the Mount Salem and Denham zones by a further 60 days. The Prime Minister says the additional time is necessary as the progress being made in both zones must be allowed to continue. He adds that the measures to deal with the breakdown of law and order are not quick fixes.
The very presence of me in this Parliament for the fourth and fifth time asking for an extension shows that the government is determined and that the government is consistent in applying a policy to address the real causal factors.
This will be the fifth extension for the Mount Salem zone, the first to become operational on September 1, 2017, and the fourth for Denham Town, which was declared last October. The Ministry of National Security is to implement a national coastal radar system to enable the security forces to more effectively monitor Jamaica's coastline. This as part of efforts to stem the flow of illegal guns, ammunition, drugs, and other contraband into the country. National Security Minister Dr. Horace Chang says other priority areas for the government include greater information sharing among government agencies responsible for border control, as well as the procurement of additional equipment.
And during the course of this financial year, we have committed for the acquisition of additional helicopters and what is called a maritime patrol aircraft. This significant investment in retooling the security force underscores this government's commitment to secure and protect Jamaica's borders and allow us to fulfill our internationally mandated air and maritime requirements. But the control of our borders is critical if we go forward, if we have to have sustainability in dealing with criminal activity in this country.
Dr. Chang was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the government will be decentralizing relief and response in Clarendon from Maypen to other parts of the parish. Under the current arrangement, communities in the northern section of the parish are marooned and subsequently underserved during times of disaster.
We'll be therefore constructing two storage facilities in the northern Clarendon area to ensure that the shelters are efficiently and effectively stocked with emergency items.
The facilities to be built in Kellis and Frankfield will directly benefit approximately 50,000 residents in 15 communities, including Bog Hole, Spalding, Trout Hole, Cross Hill, and Mason River. Shelters in southern Clarendon will also be expanded. The initiative forms part of island-wide efforts to ramp up hurricane preparedness in areas adversely affected by last year's heavy rainfall. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie is calling on all Jamaicans to take a more proactive approach to disaster mitigation. The call comes in light of the start of the 2018 hurricane season on June 1. From individual activities such as the proper disposal of garbage to community efforts like trimming trees, the minister says every citizen must become part of the country's solution.
The administration is determined to stop the painful cycle of playing catch-up after disaster, and the constant diverting of developing funds to finance cleanup and restoration activities.
The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the National Hurricane Preparedness Campaign under the theme Disasters Happen, Be Prepared. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.